Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. You can reach out and find out all our contact information at our website, touchedbyhim.org or TBHM for Touched by Him Ministries, TBHM.org. Type that in your web browser, and it'll take you right to our web page. There you'll find on our homepage all our contact information at the bottom of it. You go there and you'll find out our mailing address, which is Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado 81502. Again, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado 81502. You can call us by phone. Our phone number is 970-314-4077, 970-314-4077. And if you get voicemail, leave the reason why you're calling. If you're calling for prayer, certainly leave your prayer request. We'll start praying for you right away. If you want us to get back in contact with you when you leave the message, just tell us how to do it, and we'll do that. Also, you can email us. There's another good way to communicate with us. Pray with me, all one word, pray with me at tbhm.org. Pray with me at tbhm.org. Okay, and welcome to the broadcast. If you're a first-time listener, understand it's not an accident. God's not a God of randomness. He's got not a God of chance. He has plans. He has purposes. He's pursuing them with you this day, and He has you listening in for a particular reason, whether it's not you've been just starting to look for the real one true in God, or you're questioning, is there a real God out there? And the answer is yes, most definitely there is. And He's got you tuned in this day to give you more information that way. If you're looking for a way to get saved, this is your way. At the website, you know, there's other pages on our website besides the homepage. We've got the media page. We only have 30 minutes of airtime when we broadcast over the radio. So most of the broadcasts go longer than that. And you can always go to our webpage, touchedbyhim.org or tbhm.org. Go to the media page from there. And then you'll find all of our radio broadcasts listed there. This week, I happened to notice I had 10 of them up there from dating back to June 8th of this year, 2025, all the way to this week's radio broadcast, which isn't posted yet, but will be up there, 8/17/2025. So you can feed your spirit as you go. One of the nice things about the media page on the website, wherever you are, if you're driving down the road and you want to be listening to some anointed word to feed you and guide you and lift you up in your present days or moment that you're in, tune to our broadcast. You can stream it over your smartphone. You can stream it into your car and listen to the broadcast coming and going. You can do the same if you're a trucker. I give so much thanks and so much praise to all you truckers out there doing the job, seeing that the goods get delivered in spite of much opposition to try to keep it from happening. But things are changing, people. We're living in a new time and a new age. God's doing a new thing. One of the things we also have on our website is that front and center page, and it talks about the current year that we are in, the year 5785 on the Hebrew calendar. It began in the fall of 2024 and has carried on into 2025 now. We're just about to enter into a new year coming up here in the 5786, and this is going to be a year of new beginnings. I'll tell you what a good God we serve. You know, the thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsel of the wicked are deceit, and their time is up. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. And that's right out of Proverbs chapter 12. You can go and read that for yourself. You know, in your getting, always get understanding. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Nothing was made that was made. That was not, or anything that was made with the Word of God. Nothing that is out there that it wasn't made that, or anything that is out there that you come across was made by the Word of God. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. The Word of God is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God became flesh and He dwelt among us. We celebrate His birthday every year in December, even though the December 25th birthday celebration is probably not as true, most likely not as true birthday. But regardless of that, we still celebrate it once a year, and it's a time of great blessing because God is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. I'm so overwhelmed with His goodness today, and I feel like that's something that you need to be lifted up. You're going over, people. He that speaks truth shows forth righteousness, but a false witness shows forth deceit. There is that speaks like the piercings of the sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. I'm one of the things I've been teaching on, the guy's got me going on again, is the authority you have as a believer in God's Word. So we're going to go forward with that message a little later on in this broadcast, and go to our media page out there to hear the broadcast in its fullness, not because we just run out of time over the radio. Go to the broadcast and hear the fullness of the message every week. So on the website, you also have the prayer of salvation. If you want to get saved, just click on the prayer of salvation. With the heart, one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And start going forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. It begins with getting saved. Unless a man be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And that born-again experience is a spiritual thing. It's not of the flesh. Like Nicodemus questioned Jesus, can a man crawl back into his mother's womb to be born again? That which is of the Spirit is spirit, and the born-again experience is a spiritual rebirth. You're transformed out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son, and by faith you become of the seed of Abraham, a joint heir according to the promises of God, which in Christ are all yes and amen. And we're living in the biggest time of victory that's ever going to be on planet Earth here. Don't be confused by what's going on around you. Be lifted up. So we're coming into that year of new beginning, and I'll update that page shortly here for the year of 5786. But get ready, man. Jesus said to the prophet Jeremiah, and right now I read the book from the beginning to the end, starting in January with chapter 1, verse 1, the book of Genesis. And when I get to December 31st of that same year, I'm reading the last chapter in the book of Revelation on that day. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. And I read it every year that way. And then I study it in other scriptures throughout the day, every day throughout the year. And I'm compelled to do so by our Lord and Savior Jesus Himself. Things are looking up, especially compared to the events and happenings over the past 4 years. And this year, 5786, it is going to be the year of new beginnings. God is doing a new thing. He's got exceedingly great and mighty plans for you. So be lifted up. Don't be moved by all the things that are going on around you, and learn to speak to your mountains. You know, use that believer's authority, which I learned a long time ago. Last week, if you listen to last week's broadcast, the first book I ever got on the believer's authority came from Kenneth E. Hagin, and I got a hold of it in 1986. I thought the book originally was written first time in 1984, but actually that was just a reprint of the original that was released in 1967. So this is a message that's been growing, and people, you know, you have to learn God's Word. You know, once you get saved, you can't stop there. You got to keep going, or the enemy will come in And he'll kick you around and beat you up like never before, even though if you're saved and born again and you stay with that and repent of your sins so sin doesn't separate you after you get born again from God, you can always go forward. And yes, when you die in the natural and your body dies, you still go on eternally into heaven to spend life with him. But you don't want to spend that time here on earth being kicked around. We're living in that time where the kingdom of God is manifesting all around us everywhere. We've prayed the prayer for 2,000 years. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that is manifesting everywhere all around us right now in this world of yours that you revolve around in and move around in this world of the community you live in the county that you live in the state that you live in the country you live in. God is doing a new thing, a mighty thing, a great thing, and he's doing it for all believers. You know, a long time ago in 2011, we crossed over a spiritual line, and we haven't gone back, and the people in the know, the Christian believers who knew, the ministers who knew, we were praying, humbling ourselves before God, and it was 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, where it reads, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Well, that prayer, we've prayed that prayer heavily since 2011. We crossed over a line on that day in the January of 2011. The whole body of Christ crossed over a line. Not everybody knew about what was going on, but many submitted themselves to that scripture and started praying. And sure enough, God came in and he's healed our land. There's great things going on right now that you know nothing about. Things in the hidden. The word continuity of government means nothing to most of you who listen out there, but those of you who are in the know what's going on, and God is in control of this whole thing. So look forward to what's coming for you. That's on our media page, on the front and center page. We have the prayer of salvation. Just click on that. You want to get saved, just say that prayer. That's in that paragraph in bold letters. You'll be saved. And then let us know that you said the prayer, and we'll get you started with your new life, with your new beginning. Also, you know, other things that are out there on that thing, we have emergency stores. If you go there, Jesus said to us, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying that I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these are the beginnings of sorrows." You can see all of that has been happening in these last several months and years, and it's been going on for decades and centuries. You know, at Touched by Him Ministries, we believe it is wisdom to be prepared for unexpected interruptions in our normal food supplies, water supplies, fuel sources, for lighting, heating, cooking, for travel, medicines, you know, available cash to operate and transact with in the event of a catastrophic bank failure, similar to or greater to things that happened to many in the USA during the years of the Great Depression. It's wisdom to have a minimum 30-day plan to get along without conveniences currently taken for granted now in our everyday lives. And on our webpage, on the emergency preparedness page, we have some choices to get you going. We have a list of sources that you can go to get started in such a process. You know, it's not a conclusive list, but certainly it's a good starting point for you. Give this some prayerful consideration and start to prepare as quick as you can, you know, for these interruptions, just so you're not caught off guard. And when everybody else in panic, you know, you're set and grounded. And God told us to do this, so do it. You know, don't fight it. One of the things about the Word of God, once you get saved, you got to disciple yourself. So go forward in that discipleship. How do you do that? Well, seek first the kingdom of God and his way of doing things. He has a certain way. The kingdom, The kingdom of God has rules and regulations that govern it and oversee it, and those rules apply. And when you learn how to work those rules and apply them as they were intended to be applied, you're going to go forth in the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He rules and reigns, and he is doing a mighty thing right now on the whole earth. The whole earth is now being shaken. He's pouring out a spirit on all flesh. Holy Spirit's everywhere. And the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And even in those places where he's been tried to kept secret by wicked and evil men, it isn't working anymore. You know, God's pouring the Spirit out everywhere, and his truth is marching on, and everybody's all of a sudden understanding, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. So get ready, you know, and God is all of this. You know, he's all powerful. That's omnipotence. Nothing is mightier than the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere. The all-knowing part means that is the word omniscient. He's everywhere. He's omnipresence, and that's how he's pouring out his Spirit one more time, shaking everything, because he's getting ready to come back, people. As I said, the earth and all that is in it is the Lord's, and he's coming back, yes, but he's coming back for a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, and that's the new thing of the year 5786 that we're going to experience. What a time to be alive. You are blessed beyond measure. You just don't know how blessed you are. Are yet. So another thing you can do from our website is you can support us financially. If we've been a blessing into your life, God will reward you if you support us financially. We're now going into our 26th year of ministry. We've entered into it. We're in it right now. We've been in it for a couple of months and going forward. We've been on the radio 25 years. We've been on the internet 25 years. And this is a God thing. He did it for us. We're still here. And it's all about people who give, you know, to support us financially. And God will reward you. He'll measure that seed back to you, seed sown. When you learn that God's kingdom operates by seed time and harvest, you're going to hone in on the giving part. You know, financially, if God is who he says he is, all the finances of the world is his, all the silver, all the gold, the cattle of 1,000 hills is all his, and he's coming forward with you for seed. And the wealth of the wicked's been laid up for the just, and that time and that end time wealth transfer is just now getting underway, and you want to be a part of it. So don't hold back from God. Learn about, you know, the tithe. Learn about giving. Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And if you give to God, he'll give it back to you, and you'll be blessed. And we're coming into that time where you sow the seed, and it's going to get back to you faster than you ever knew. There's great reward coming to the believer, and especially those financially who trust God with their money. So you can donate to us and support us that way also. So that go to our website and check us out. You'll find out how you can do it. You can always use our mailing address and send payments off that way. All you need to know that God is for you, and when God is for you, who or what can be against you? There's so much to celebrate when it comes to God. You know, as a believer, you're a friend of God, and he's always thinking of you, the God Almighty, the one who's all-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere, the God who changes not. He's immutable. He always is, always was, always shall be. You know, he's the Lord God. He changes not, and he's eternal. So what a thing to be. He changes not, and he's always around. So he calls you friend, believer, and he's always thinking of you. You know, God Almighty, the Lord of glory, he's thinking of you. That is, the Lord of glory is thinking about you at any time, and he calls you friend. That is a blessing, you know. And the Lord will roll your clouds away. It turns your darkness into day. Think about all the things that are going on with the fires on the western slope of Colorado, particularly all you listeners out there, believers up in Meeker area. That fire's come in, but God's stopping it. He's putting that fire out, and you're going to come out better than you ever were before. He's going to turn your darkness into day. He's watching over everyone, and he hears each of you every time you pray. Did you hear me? He hears each of you every time you pray. Don't believe that he doesn't hear you. God always hears your prayers. He rides on the waters. You know, I'm thinking of that song. He rides on the waters. He rides on the flood. There ain't no power in hell going to stop God's wings of love. He's coming for you, man. God loves you. He cares for you. And when God, you know, he's a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. That song that we open up with on the broadcast, God's doing his thing. You know, and I feel the winds of mercy rain from above. And I don't mean like in the rain. There is rain coming to put those fires out in the west, these forest fires. Just know that the rain's coming and it's going to put those fires out. And it's not going to be damaging rain, but it will be a saturating rain that'll put the fires out and not cause damage. So he is the Word from the beginning. He's one with God the Father, the Lord Most High. His name is Jesus, people. Your hidden glory is revealed in creation, and now it's revealed in your Lord. Oh, Christ. Our Christ, what a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name the name of Jesus is, boy. Nothing compares to that name, the name of Jesus. Death couldn't hold him. The veil was torn before you. He silenced the host of sin and the grave, and the heavens are roaring right now. You know, let the lion roar. The heavens are roaring right now. Praising the glory of the Lord and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a God we serve! I tell you, you Christian are born again. You have the same Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in you now, and it makes alive your mortal body. You are being raised to life again like no other. Put your hands on the radio speaker or the speaker that you're hearing this from. If you're holding it on a cell phone or a computer, or there's a TV that you're listening to this broadcast on, put your hand on it just as a point of contact, and you're being raised to life again. Sickness and disease is being run out of your life. Don't be moved by what you see. Don't be moved by what you feel. Only be moved by what you believe, people. You have that authority, so understand that and go forward with it. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names, Lord, and that is true for your people. What a beautiful name the name of Jesus is. The name of Jesus, your Christ, the Anointed One, your King, the name above all names. Anything can be named. Anything that can be named, people, must bow its name to the name of Jesus. Everything, every name, everything, even if it's not named, must bow its name to the name of Jesus. Whatever it is you're facing today, it will bow its name to the name of Jesus. So praise God for that. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Last week, you should go back and listen to several weeks' previous messages. Let it feed your spirit. But you know, I learned to pray these prayers a long time ago from that message that Kenneth E. Hagin put out called The Believer's Authority. And Paul particularly prayed two certain prayers in the book of Ephesians. The authority of the believer in the book of Ephesians is really expounded upon. Paul did a good job in doing it there, but he wasn't just speaking to the Ephesians. He's speaking to the entire body of Christ. And I learned to pray these prayers, and I pray these prayers for you, especially those of you who support us financially over these past 25 years, now into our 26th year of ministry. I go before the Lord every day, at night, all the time, whenever I think of it, cease not to give thanks for you believers out there that support us, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, the Father of glory, may give unto you, believer, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. And remember, that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in you now and quickens your mortal body. Receive your healing. If you need physical healing right now, if you need mental healing right now, if you need complete and total soundness in every area of your life, receive it right now. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he, our Lord and Savior, our Father God in heaven, the Holy Spirit, would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. I'll tell you, that became my turning point when I read this book, The Believer's Authority, that came out by Kenneth E. Hagin. And you can go to rhema.org and get a copy of this book, I'm certain of it, and have it for yourself. But because it changed me, it changed my life. I tell you, I started walking in that level of authority. And even though I was in a war, the weapons of our warfare, I learned, were not carnal, but mighty in God to the pulling down of the stronghold. You know, no evil shall come against me and succeed. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Doesn't mean weapons aren't formed against you, people, but you can walk in the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Just stay with God. I'll tell you, what a good God we serve. What a loving God we heard. You must have this spirit of wisdom and revelation of Christ and his word if you're to grow in it. And it's not going to be imparted to you through your intellect, either. The Holy Spirit must unveil it to us as we go. We go from one step of glory to the next, and we're going into some glorious times here. Get with us, people. Go. You know, I prayed that prayer a long time ago, many, many times, many, many, many thousands of times. I know I've prayed this prayer. And I pray it for all you believers who support us financially in our ministry here going forward. And anybody that we've contacted or that has contacted us over these past 25 now into our 26th year of ministry. But you know, I insert the person's name in prayers as I previously insert my own, and you're going to see things that you never saw before if you'll start doing it. But you have authority as believers, and you need that authority, because in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." You know, you're in a war, Christian, whether you knew it or not. Wake up to it. But the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. And thank God we have the authority over evil spirits through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to understand what Paul said here in Ephesians 6:12 in the light of what he wrote in the previous chapters. We need to realize that we have authority through Christ. Our combat with the devil always should be with the consciousness that we have authority over him because he's defeated. The devil and his cohorts we shall trample underfoot. One of those prayers that I make available to anybody who requests it. Pray with me at tbhm.org. Request our daily prayer, and I'll send you a copy of it. You read it for yourself. It's personalized for you. It talks specifically to you as you read that prayer, and it will not only get you through, it'll see you over, and you'll be living in the victory that comes in that prayer, no matter what the enemy tries to rise against you. He'll always come to fight the message of the believer's authority. But you know, the sower sows the word, so Satan comes immediately to get that word. But if you stay with it, tribulation comes for the word's sake, you keep fighting the good fight of faith and stay with the word, you're gonna steamroll the enemy. And he says, resist the devil and he will flee. And that word flee means he gets out of your way as if his very existence depends on it. And it does. And you're coming into a new level of authority. Arise and shine, for the light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you, Christian. Man, I hope you're hearing this message. I hope you're receiving it. And you can go forward with that victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Because when you're born again, you know, that authority is when it was transferred to you. We are made new creatures in Christ Jesus. We inherit the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can use it in prayer against the enemy. But the devil doesn't want Christians to learn about the authority of the believer. He wants to continue to defeat us anytime he wants. That's why he will do everything he can to keep Christians from learning the truth about authority. He will fight us more on this subject than anything else. cross. He knows that when we learn the truth, his heyday is over. We will dominate him and enjoying the authority that is rightfully ours at the same time. I'll tell you, Ephesians 1 and 3 reads, "Blessed be the God of and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, the whole church, with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ." The American Standard Version renders "all spiritual blessing" as "every spiritual blessing," and this means every spiritual blessing there is in Christ. All spiritual blessing belongs to us. Authority belongs to us, whether we realize it or not. But just knowing this isn't enough. It's knowledge acted upon that brings results. It's a tragedy for Christians to go through life and never find out what belongs to them. Here's your chance, opportunity, or here's your chance, Christian. Dig in. I'll tell you, you can live the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. We're coming into a new day. We're coming into a new year. And our God, our Savior, our Lord is making a way for us where there is no way. His is the battle. Ours, you know, we're the ones that get to celebrate the victory. The battle is the Lord's. The victory is yours, believer. Let's go forth with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus now and forevermore. Don't be listening to what the enemy says. You shall resist the devil and he shall flee. You shall tread upon the devil and his cohorts. The low-level devils you will trample underfoot. Blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and know that in the anointed one Jesus and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life.